Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Lamed Dalet. We are five lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis Tanu Rabbana. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Asuna Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima for Rivka Bas Rachel. And today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Alta Burich Hakoyen Ben Avram. That's Rabbi Alta Burich Shombron. Some people knew him as Turi Shombron. Tonight is his Shloishim. And I just want to say that for those that knew Rabbi Alta Burich, he had a personality that was literally larger than life. He was Zeichet Tarichas Yomim, Gizint Tarichas Yomim. He lived into his 90s. He was a Holocaust survivor, but he was 90-something going on 40. Very, very fresh. He was also a very active member of Lakewood Afyoimi, and I had the schos and the kavod to speak to him on a regular basis. I used to talk to him and learning all the time. He used to always call me and ask me ha'aris. Every single question he asked was spot on. Then he would tell me, absolutely, I have to tell you, I just hung up the phone with the Satmar Rebbe. Ich hab immer gesucht an Redbeis, in Satmar Ruf. I said, oi vai, ich bin auf größer Zudis. But this was a regular encounter, and Yehi Zichrei Baruch, we miss him very, very much. His neshama shehaven aliyah, and just a shout out to his son Mendy, and the ganze mishpacha, yibadu l'chaim toivim, she continues seeing nachas from your mishpacha, and your heilige father, Zayda, should be a melech yosha for the ganze mishpacha. So, the end of yesterday's daf, from 7.5 years ago, and certainly the raid, we discussed the Shtar Chatzi Zachar and the idea of a father manipulating his Yerusha. Mi bra bisha le bra tava, mi bra tava le barta, mi barta le bra, etc., etc. Today's daf is going to begin with a story, an anecdote, so to speak, that picks up on that note. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa, there was a story by Adam Echad. With a person, Shalehayu Banav Naigim Kashura. He had sons, but they weren't behaving. And as a result, he was a wealthy person, and he did not want to leave over his Yerusha for these sons. Ahmad, so he got up. V'kasav nechasav liyoynesim ben Uziel. He gave over his nechasim to Yoynesim ben Uziel, as to the Yoynesim ben Uziel, the Tana. Ma'as Yoynesim ben Uziel. Yoynesim ben Uziel just receives this windfall. What did he do? Machashlish. He sold a third of these nechasim that he got. The hiktish shlish, he was maktish a third. The hichsu leban of shlish, and then he went over to the sons and he gave them a third. So the Gemara says, Ba'al of Shammai b'makle v'tarmiloi. Shammai came to him with his shtekina, with his rentzel, with tainas to Yoynesim ben Uziel. Now the Gemara doesn't say what the tainas were, but the Rashbam says that the taina that Shammai had to Yoynesim ben Uziel was that Yoynesim ben Uziel, isn't it obvious to you that the father did not want his sons to have his nechasim? If he wanted his sons to have his nechasim, then he wouldn't have given them to you. So that now when he gave you the nechasim, it's ki'ilu he made a t'nai that I'm giving you the nechasim, but I'm menas that you don't give them to my sons. Because it's so obvious that that's what was happening over here. And if that's the case, you received this gift with a t'nai that was never spoken out, but with a t'nai nonetheless that you're not going to give the gift over to this person's sons. When you now went and gave the gift to this person's sons, you violated the t'nai. If you violated the t'nai, so that now knocks out the matana, because the matana was given ala t'nai. So if you mekayim the t'nai, the matana is a matana. But if you mevatel the t'nai, then the matana is not a matana. But the point is that the minute that you went and you gave a shlish labanov, the whole matana retroactively was knocked out. And if that's the case, we have a problem over here. It wasn't yours to sell. It wasn't yours to be makdish. And it certainly wasn't yours to be able to go and give this gift away. So Shammai comes to Yoynesim ben Uziel and says, Yoynesim ben Uziel, don't you chap that although this person gave you a gift, he gave it to you to avoid something? What was he trying to avoid? Bequeathing it over to his sons. And if that's the case, it's ki'ilu hisna that you can't give it to his sons. And if you do that, you violated the t'nai, which retroactively knocks out the entire matana. Now, just to be clear, ordinarily, if a person does something. He buys something, he sells something, he gives a gift, he's Mekadosh Anisha, he's Megarosh Anisha. If you want to make a Tanai, that's your right. We learn it from the Bnei Gadu, Bnei Ruvain, when they Yarshan there at Yisrael. There's no question that is something that you're allowed to do. But at the same time, you have to stipulate it. If you think a Tanai, but you don't express the Tanai, it's what we know as Dvarim Shabalev, and Dvarim Shabalev ain't on Dvarim. That's a halacha revacha bi Yisrael. So what's Shammai's Taina? Shammai's Taina is, because although Dvarim Shabalev ain't on Dvarim, there's one carve out to that rule, and that is, if there's an umdina demuchach, that the person was thinking this when he went through with the transaction, then we don't say Dvarim Shablev ain't on Dvarim. So although it's true Dvarim Shablev ain't on Dvarim, but there's this huge carve-out in that halacha. And that is that when it's so obvious that that's what the person's thinking, he doesn't have to say it. And there's no halacha Dvarim Shablev. So really, Shammai's Taina to Yonasim and Aziels is that there's an umdina demuchach that he gave it to you al menas that you're not going to give it to his sons. Is that the case? Is it really an umdina demuchach? Well, Yonis ibn Azil didn't think so, but that's what Shammai thought. And as a result, by you now giving Shlish Labanov, you retroactively knocked out the entire Matan. So again, Yonis ibn Azil knows everything Shammai told him. And he's familiar with the laws of Dvarim Shabalev, he's familiar with the laws of Umdina Demuchach. He obviously thought that although the person clearly did not want to give the Yerusha to his sons, but he's giving it to Yonis ibn Azil, and Yonis ibn Azil now has the discretion to distribute these funds however he wants to. And it's not Ki'ilu Hisna. If he wanted to make the Tanai, he would have had to have made the Tanai. Does it seem a little bit like he doesn't want his sons to have anything? Obviously. I mean, that's the story. But is there an umdina demuchach that when he gave it to Yonis ibn Azil, he gave it to Malat Tanai that night? And that's why he went forward and he thought it was perfectly okay for him to give Shlish Labanov. Shammai, Ba'olav, B'maklev Tarmiloi, clearly held not that way. Now, Yonis ibn Azil is about to respond to Shammai. And the way Yonis ibn Azil is going to respond to Shammai is in a rather cryptic way. And he's going to respond to him not so much by telling Shammai what he thinks, which is very simply that there's no umdina demuchach, but he's going to tell Shammai that if you hold that there was a tanai in the matana, and therefore I couldn't give Shlish Labanov because by doing that I violated the tanai, which knocked out the entire matana. Well, if that's the case, Shammai, you're coming to me b'maklev etarmiloi. You have a good taina on me. You're saying good, Shammai, but you should have said better. Because avifo, there was a tanai, then not only did I not have a right to violate the tanai, but I actually had no right to sell a shlish and to be makdish a shlish, even if I were not to violate the tanai. And just to speak out the question Baal Peh, it's because Yonis ibn Azil is telling Shammai that if somebody gives somebody a gift ala tanai, that means he doesn't own that gift 100% because there are strings attached. And because there are strings attached, that limits his bailus in it. And if you have a limited bailus in something, you can't sell it, you can't be makdish it. Just like there's an idea, ain't other makdish tovash ain't a shaloy, ain't other makdish tovash ain't a b'shusay. You can't be makdish something that you have limited bailus in. So again, Yonis ibn Azil's response to Shammai is not going to be, Shammai, I respectfully disagree with you. You hold that there's an umdin in the muchach, I hold there's no umdin in the muchach, that's why I was able to do what I was able to do. That, for sure, Yonis ibn Azil is telling Shammai, although the Gemara doesn't express it, but that is Shitas Yonis ibn Azil. But the way he talks to Shammai in the Gemara, he says, Lishi Toscho, that you hold that I couldn't give the gift, because by giving the gift, I was violating the Tanai, which knocked out the Matano. Well, even if had I not given the gift, still, you should have had a problem with me, because the minute you assumed that this gift was ala tanai, a gift ala tanai is not something that the recipient has full bailus of, and even if he doesn't violate the tanai, still he should be somewhat limited in his bailus. So amale, so let's see it inside. So Yonis ibn Azil turns to Shammai and he says Shammai. So it's not amale Shammai, Shammai talking to Yonis ibn Azil, but it's amale Yonis ibn Azil, kama Shammai. Im ati yochol ohitzi es masha mecharti umasha ektashti yochol. If you have the ability to knock out what I sold and what I was makdish, even had I not given the shlish labanov, then you should have the ability to take the shlish labanov that I returned. But im lav, and if you don't have the ability to knock out masha macharti and masha ektashti, then iati yochel lohitzi masha echzarti, then you should have no ability to go and take away the third that I gave labanov. Now, in the Gemara inside, what Yonis ibn Azil is saying is very cryptic. That's why we spoke it out Baal Peh first, and then learned it inside together, but the way the Rashbam, or Al Kapanim, the way the Achronim understand the Rashbam's Pirush and the Gemara, what Yonis and the Nazir was telling him is exactly what we just said. And that is, Shammai, I l'shitasi hold, it was on Umdina the Muchach, there was never a Tanai over here, so I can do whatever I want. You hold that there was a Tanai, so I don't know why you're only upset about the fact that I gave a third Labanov. Even had I not given a third Labanov, you shouldn't have had a problem with my ability to be Makdish the third and to sell the third, because to the extent that I was limited in what I could do with this gift, that means I have a limited buy list, and to the extent that I have a limited buy list, so I shouldn't have the ability to sell and I shouldn't have the ability to be Makdish either. Either way, so after Yonis ben Uziel responds to Shammai Omar, Shammai said, Hitiach olai ben Uziel, Hitiach olai ben Uziel. So what does Hitiach mean? So Rashbam says, Heshivani derech bezoyin v'nitzchani. You beat me. We had this little debate, and you won. But you didn't just beat me. You beat me bederech bezoyin. Again, Yonis ben Uziel is not telling Shammai so much what he holds. What he's saying, Shammai, lishi toscha, that you have a problem with what it is I did, then I don't know why you only had a problem with the fact that I gave a shlish labanov. Even had I not given a shlish labanov, to the extent that you deher a tanai over here, that would limit my ability to sell a shlish, and that would limit my ability to be makdish a shlish. So the bottom line is, what's the primary machloikis here in this sugya between Shammai and Yonis ben Uziel? There was a person who had sons, shlo yehoyu noyagin keshura. He got up and he gave over all his nechasim to Yonis ben Uziel. Ma osa Yonis ben Uziel, macha shlish, ikdish shlish, vehichse labanov shlish. There was a machloikis Shammai and Yonis ben Uziel when this person went and he gave the gift to Yonis ben Uziel. Was it Ki'ilu we made a Tanai that I'm giving to you, Amanas, you don't give anything to my sons? Or was it not? Shammai said it's Ki'ilu we made a Tanai that you can't give anything to the sons. Yonis ben Uziel said no. Could it be that's what he was thinking? Yes. But it's not an Umdur in the Muchach. I mean that it's not an Umdur in the Muchach. Dvarim Shablev Ein Dvarim. And therefore, you got the gift without any strings attached. So according to Shammai, the gift was given with strings attached. According to Yonis ben Uziel, there were no strings attached. There's this second machloikis that's playing itself out in the Gemara, and that is Shammai tells Yonis ben Uziel, to the extent that you got it with the strings attached, meaning with a Tanai, and you violated the Tanai, so now nothing that you did is valid. The Mechir is not a Mechir, the Hektish is not a Hektish, the Matana that you gave to the sons is not a Matana. Yonis ben Uziel tells Shammai back, Avifl, you hold that there was a Tanai, Avifl, you hold that there were strings attached, then the Mechira shouldn't be a Mechira, and the Hektish shouldn't be a Hektish, even if I didn't give a Shlish Labana. Because the minute that there are any strings attached to this transaction, that in and of itself should knock out my ability to do anything. Now, we're not going to go into this, but it sounds like Yonis ben Uziel is telling Shammai that if somebody gives somebody a gift ala Tanai, doesn't matter what the Tanai is, the minute there's a Tanai, there's strings attached, now all of a sudden I don't have real bailus in this. It's not so pasha to be showing him, the Achronim talk about this in very, very great detail, but on a dafiyomi, on a very, very surface level, that is definitely what Yonis ben Uziel tells Shammai. So the Gemara says, Mikara Maisava. Why did Shammai think that there were strings attached in this story? I mean, the father never said, Mefurish, that I'm giving it to you, Yonis ben Uziel, Amanas, that you don't give it to my sons, right? That was never expressed. So where was Shammai really coming from? So the Gemara says, Mishum Maisa de Beis Chayim. Shammai thought that this story was a tzushtel to another story, a Maisa that took place in Beis Chayim. Now, this story that took place in Beis Chayim is a famous story. And the reason it's a famous story is because it's quoted in a Mishnah. So the Mishnah is every now and again tell a story. And this is a story that's told in a Mishnah. And this Mishnah is a Masechtas Nedarim, and it's a very important Mishnah in the sugyas of Nedarim. Obviously, ain't kan hamokim laharich, but the Gemara now is going to quote the story that's told in this Mishnah, and this was the basis for Shammai's position in this whole sugya. So, what was the story? There was a person who had made a neder that his own father can't have any anah from him. So, this is a father and a son that seemingly are not getting along, and the son made a neder that the tata can't have any anah from him. Now, this son was making a chasana, and he wanted that his father, the Zaydah, should be able to come to the wedding. The problem is, the son is paying for the wedding, and if the Zaydah is going to come, he's going to inevitably have anah from his son that he's not allowed to have anah from. So Amal HaChaveri went over to his friend, and he told him, Harei Chatzer, Vesuda, Nusuna, Luchabim, Matana. Calls his friend over, and he says, I want to give you a gift. I'm giving you a check. blank check. I want you to be the one to pay the caterer. The chatzer, where I'm making this event, it belongs to you. The whole suda belongs to you. And the reason I'm giving it to you is the inon lefanecha, because I want my father to be able to come and partake in the suda, and to the extent that I own the chatzar and I own the suda and I'm the one paying the caterer, that my father's not going to be able to come because he's going to be having hanah from me. But if it's yours, so then already he should be able to come. Amale, so the friend said, thank you. And he said, but im shali, and I want to know if it belongs to me, I've been waiting to make a pledge to Hekdesh. Perfect. I'm makdish this whole suda, this whole chatzar, lo shamayim. Amalei told him, nesati lecha es shalisha takdisham lo shamayim. One second, I gave it to you, I understand. But when I gave it to you, I didn't give it to you to be makdish, and I gave it to you specifically. Read the not such fine print. I told you exactly why it is I'm giving it to you. Amalei say, told him back, nesatali es shalcha elosh te'ata vavicha oichlin v'shoysin umiratzin zelazevi hei avim talabaroshe. I see already what was going on. Meaning, you didn't really want me to have it as a matana. This is a matana, wink, wink. This is some sham transaction. Because if you're really giving it to me, then I should have the right to do with it whatever it is that I want to do with it. So you were basically giving it to me because you want to invite your father, and you don't want to blatantly violate the laws of Nadarim, but at the same time, you're willing to do it in this somewhat deceiving way, and you don't want me to be party to it. I should somehow be a misayeya. So you want atav avicha oichlem v'shoysen, violating the laws of Nadarim, umiratzin zalazeh, everything's going to be amazing, they oven toli b'roishai or b'roishi, and you want me to be the one to have to carry the burden? I have nothing to do with this. I have no horse in this race, and there's no reason for me to have to get involved. So if you're not giving it to me on the level where I should be able to be makdish it, then keep me out of this. Amru Chachamim, and the Chachamim said as a postscript to this story, kol matana she'eino she'mekdisha mukdasha se'eino matana, that if somebody gives somebody a matana, but this person is limited in terms of his rights with the matana, to the point that the recipient of the matana, if he wanted to be makdish this matana, he wouldn't be allowed to do so, eino matana, then that knocks out the entire matana. Now, in terms of what the Gemara means, that Shammai's halacha was based on this Maisa Shaya Kachaya with Maisa the Beis Chayim. So again, this is very lengthy in the Rishayim, and we could have been macked in this before we started the Gemara. If you go through this Gemara properly with the Rashbam and Tosfos and the Ramban and different Rishayim, it's not an easy Gemara to understand. But we'll take the easiest route in this Gemara, and that is that all the Gemara means to say is that Shammai thought that when this father went and he gave his nechasim to Yonis ben Azil, it was given 100% under the muchach level al menas that he's not going to give it to the sons. And his precedent for such a matana was the Maisa Beveis Chayin. Because you see, by the Maisa Beveis Chayin, there was like a similar story where somebody gave somebody a gift, but at the same time, there were strings attached. He gave it to him al-manas that the recipient of the gift is not going to go ahead and be makdashit. So Shammai is saying that just like there it was like that, so through here it was like that. And that's all the Gemara means when the Gemara says, Mikara Maisava, what was Shammai thinking? Oh, Shammai meant that just like over there was such a gift that took place, so too over here, we're going to assume that's what happened. Now, what's the difference between the two cases? What's Yonis ben Azil going to respond? He's going to say, over there, the person said him a furish. When the son gives the gift, so he says, Harei chatzav esuda nesuna l'cha b'matana, v'inu l'fanecha elu k'dei sheyovei abba v'yoichel imana b'suda. He was clear. There was no umdina de muchachs. You don't have to come on to dvarim shabalev sugyas. It's pashit. He said, I'm a furish. Bayas, maisa b'ademechad, shleiha yubanav na'agim kishura, amav ekasim l'chasal yenaz amenazil. That's it. Doesn't say that he made any stipulation. That's the obvious difference. But you want to know where Shammai was even coming from to say, there's probably an umdina de muchach here. It's because there was a precedent from such a maisa that had made a lot of noise. And he said, it's poshet that the father is thinking in our story exactly what the son, the noisa matona, is thinking in that story. The chilek, of course, is obvious either way. The Gemara now from here until the Mishnah is going to digress a little bit. And really, the sugyo, what the Gemara is going to talk about, is Yonis ben Azil. So this next Gemara is also Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Ches Amar Alev. It's a Gemara that in the Raid Bites we've spoken about a lot. Be'ezus Hashem, it's an absolute classic Gemara, another Devar Agada tucked away here in Masechtas Bava Basra. Tan Rabban, Shmoinim Tamidim Hoylai L'Hilul Azakin. Hilul Azakin had 80 Tamidim. Shloisha Mehem, 30 of them, meaning the 30 Shpitz, Ru'uyim Shetishra Aleim Shechina K'mesh Rabbeinu. They were on such a high level that they were worthy of Hashroyis Hashchina on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega of Hashroyis Hashchina, his Madrega Sanavu is like, come Navi B'Yisrael, come Moshe Oid. It's Aspaklaya Hamira, like the Psukim talk about in the end of Parashas Baloyscha. 30 of Hillel HaZaken's Talmidim were literally on that level. Shmoshe Mehem, the 30, middle, Ru'uyim Shetamu Lehem Chama, Ki Yeshua Benun. They were on the level for them to be able to literally make the sun stop in its tracks, like Yeshua ben Nun was able. Esrim, Beinoinim, and then there were 20 that were Beinoinim. Gadol Shebekulam, the greatest of the 80 Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken was Yonas ben Azil. Katan Shebekulam, the smallest of his Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It said regarding Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shlo Hiniach, Mikra, Umishnah. So again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the Katan Shebekulam. So of the 80 Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, he's the Katan. So who's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Number one, Lohiniach Mikra Umishnah Gemara. Mikra Mishnah Gemara, he knew that cold. Halachos ve'agadois. Diktuke Torah ve'diktuke Sefer. So Diktuke Torah, the Rashbam says, is sometimes we marbe things from an extra word or from an extra letter. Diktuke Sefer are all the gzeiros of Chazal. Ve'kalin ve'chamoyen, also known as kalvachoymers. Ve'gzeiros shnavois, that's easy. Utkufois, all the different inyanim related to the moilid. Ve'gematrius, so usually when you see the word gematrius, you think of Avi Langer. But gematrius over here, the Rashbam actually says, is kugoyin nutriken, anoichi, which is Rosh Hatevis, anon nafshi, ksovis yohovis. Umishalois kaifsim, umishalois shualim. Additionally, different mishalim, right? Like the Dumna Magid's mashal. So sometimes you have a mashal, and these are the mishalim that were given by the kaifsim and by the shualim. So the regular chever, the pedestrians, they used to have these different mishalim they used to give. Rabbi Yechim and Zake even knew that. Sichas sheidim. He knew Sicha Shedim. The Rashbam says, what does that mean? L'hashpia. He knew how to be Mashbia Shin Dalit. V'nafkamina. Why is that important? Lasleis Kameya L'Rafua. This is a whole Indian. But to be able to make Kameyas for a fool, he knew how to manipulate the Shedim. V'sichas Dekolim. He even knew the Sichas Dekolim. So literally it sounds like a decal, as in a tree. When a tree talks, see, he even knew that. The Rashbam says, Shebnei Adam Regilim Ledaber Alat Kolim. So there's some Indian of Sichas Kolim that he knew. Vesichas Malachi Asharis. And not just that, he knew Vidavar Gadol, Vidavar Katan. So Davar Gadol is what? Maisim Rekava. And what's Davar Katan? Havayis Tabai Verova. So Davar Gadol is Kabbalah. And Davar Katan is Havayis Tabai Verova. That's Shasu Poiskin. So Kabbalah is Davar Gadol. And Shasu Poiskin is Davar Katan, as if to say Nistar is so much greater than Nigla. Pimius HaTorah is mamish where it's at. That's Davar Gadol and this is Davar Katan. So there's so much Dvarim Atikin in this Gemara. It's not funny, but either way, we're going to go right to now. L'kayim HaShenemar, l'hanchol oya ve'yesh v'itreiseyem amale. That is an Indian that when someone is mole kreisa, when someone's a tzaddik, he knows everything. He's going to have a Yerusha, he's going to know everything there is to know. And this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he's the Katan Shebekulam. So the Gemara says, if this is the Katan Shebekulam, so again, Hillel HaZaken has 80 Talmidim, and he ranked them. And number 80 on the most recent poll was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's a freak to Gemara. If he's the Katan Shebekulon, so who's the Gadol Shebekulon? Alachas Kama. Can you imagine who he was? And Gemara says, I'll tell you who he was. Amr Allah Rabbi Yochanan ben Azil. It's not regarding Yochanan ben Azil. Who was the Gadol Shebekulon? That Beshashi Yosef Eisev Torah. When he would sit and he would learn Torah, called Oifshe Perech, all of Nisraf, then any bird that was traveling on top of him would immediately burn. It came from the Eish of Torah. Isis and Sukkah of Chesem and Aleph says, where's the Eish? Because it was Smechem Kinesi Nasan, and by Arsinai there was Eish. Again, there's a lot going on here in the world of related raid bites. Mezzah Hashem Yisbarak. But either way, this is what the Gemara says. Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim, the Katan Shebekulam, Rechem and Zakkai. He knew everything. Everything. Everything there is possible to know, he know. And if that's the Katan Shebekulam, Malachas Kama Vekama, the Gadol Shebekulam, could you tell me something about the Gadol Shebekulam? The Gemara says, yeah, I'll tell you something. The Gadol Shebekulam is Yonas ben Azil, and Amru Olava Yonas ben Azil, that Beshosh Yosef Isaac Betorah, Kol Oif, Shepereach, all of Nisraf, that the fire of the Simchas HaTorah would come and it would burn any oif that was Pereach on top of it. Yidua, the Kotzke Rebbe said that if this was the Gadol Shebekulam, it's Vazgevim at the Rebbe. The Katan Shebekulam knows everything. The Gadol Shabakulam is any oif that's Pireach Olav Nisraf. So what's with Hillel HaZaken? What's with the Rebbe? So Kotzke Rebbe said, you want to know what's the name of the Rebbe? He said, when the Rebbe used to learn Torah, nothing used to happen. He said, because the Rebbe was on such a high madrega that his avodah was 100% Bahatznei Aleches. It was 100% Bekerev Kedoshim Tesalo. There was nothing that you would see, because the higher madrega in the world of Kotsk you're on, the more bepnimius that your avoid is. So Yonis and Menazil is on such an incredible madrega that when he learns Torah, any oif ha-peireach is nisra. Oh, but the Rebbe is even on a higher madrega. When the Rebbe learns Torah, you don't see anything. Because the whole avoida, all the simchol, the sreifa, the fire, everything is going on. 100% bepnimius. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll come back to this Gemara and talk a little bit about Yonis and Menazil, but for now, we'll finish the Gemara. And we have some old rate to get back to. Zokta Mishnah, Ha'imer Zebini. Now, somebody says, this is my son. This is a father. He points to someone and he says, see him? He's my son. He's believed to say that. Ze'achi Einoi Neman. If somebody says, this is my brother, that already he's not believed. So a person has an amonus to say Zebini. A person does not have an amonus to say Ze'achi. V'yitol Imoi Bechelpe. As it relates to someone that says Ze'achi, he's not believed. Stating that, Yitol Imoi Bechelpe. So the Rashbam tells a little bit of a story. So a man had two sons. The man died. One of the two sons said about a third guy, he's my brother. So again, man has two sons, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says that Levi, he's one of the Brita. He's one of our brothers. Then the father, this man died. So as far as we know, there are two sons that stand to Yarshin him, Reuven and Shimon respectively. But according to Reuven, there's actually a third brother. There's also a Levi. So the Rashbam says like this. Let's say this man died and he left over three fields. Shimon is going to get 1.5 fields. Because from Shimon's perspective, he only has one brother, Reuven. And as a result, there's three fields, two brothers, they're going to divide it, 1.5. That's the way it's going to work. But from Reuven's perspective, there are really two brothers. And being that there are two brothers, from his perspective, all he should be entitled to is get one field, and really, that other brother should be entitled to a field as well. It's for that reason, says the Rashbam, that when the father dies, Reuven has a chiv to take from his chelik and give to Levi, but Shimon does not have a chiyuv to give from his chelik to give to Levi. So the Gemara is going to get more into this, but just on the Mishnah level, that if somebody says ze achi einoi neman, stating that v'yito imoi bechelkoi, he has a chiyuv if and when he yarshins his father to take from his portion and give to that other brother. The brother that doesn't say ze achi doesn't have an obligation to give anything. It's this brother that said ze achi, he has an obligation to go now and to give from his chelik. As much as einoi neman, but at the same time, you klape your own chelik, you're going to have to give. Pashat, this works. Mitzad halach is avaydas baldin kimei edim dami. So if you're saying that he's your brother, so then you have an obligation to give him again. We're going to get more into this in the Gemara. Mace, what would be if this whole story that we just described played itself out, and then that third brother Levi died? So assuming the brothers are the ones that are yarshining Levi, right? The brothers are not always first in line, but assuming the brothers are the one that's going to yarshin, so Shimon's not going to yarshin Levi, Reuven's going to yarshin Levi. Reuven, who gave from his chelik to Levi, now gets it back. But Shimon has no right to take. Right? Meaning, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Shimon, who never gave from his chelik to Levi, so now if that chelik is coming back, tzedik tzveig, he has no schus to take from it. Reuven, who gave from his chelik to Levi, so now if it comes back, he can take it. Naflin chasim makam acher. What would be if Levi got nechasim mi makam acher? Meaning, Levi fell into nechasim, but not because his father died and Reuven took from his chelik and gave it to Levi. He got nechasim from however he got nechasim. And then he died, Yeshua Echav Imai, then both brothers, Sai Reuven and Sai Shimon, get to Yashin. Again, the Gemara is going to talk about this. Either way, the Mishnah said, Oimer Zeh Bini, is the first part of the Mishnah, Neman. Zeh Achi Einoi Neman. Says the Gemara, Zeh Bini, Lamai Hilchasa, where's an Egeya? This halacha, that if somebody says Zeh Bini is believed, with regards to what halacha in Shulchan Aruch was this Mishnah stated. Rav Yehuda Mashmul. So Rav Yehuda said, the name of Shmuel, Yarshai. What do you mean? It's Megei Yerusha. This man dies, if he said Zebini, Nemon, so now this child is going to yarish him. Additionally, the lifter is Ishtay min Ayibo. In the event that this man dies, and other than this child, he had no other children. So the halach is if a man dies with no children, Mesachtes Yivames. If a man dies with children, there's no Mesachtes Yivames. So it's Negeya, lifter is Ishtay min Ayibo. So two nafkiminas halacha that a person is believed to say, Zebini. Number one, with regards to the laws of Yerusha, Yesh Neichlin. And number two, with regards to the laws of Yemen. So the Gemara says, let's dissect this. Liyarsha, Pshita. So obvious. It's so evident and kaposhet that if a father wants to say Zebini, the Inyan Yerusha, he should be believed. Now, why is it so obvious? So the Rashbam says the reason it's so obvious is because he has a migu. Migu di boy yov lebe maton. Being that if he wanted to give him the gift, he could have given him the gift. So it's for that reason, it's poshut that he's believed to say Zebini. So fake the Gemara, li arshay, isn't that obvious? The Gemara says, you're right. Lifter is ishtoy min ayibo mitztrichale. The chiddish of Zebini Neman is not Liyarshoi, but rather the chiddush is lifter is ishtoy min ayibo, that a father has a right to say that I have a son, and as a result, my wife is not going to now fall evil. Now, just to be clear, when Rav Yudah Mashmul said in Amud Aleph, Zebni Nemel, my hilchas liyarshoi lifter is ishtoy min ayibo, he was explaining the halach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Oimer Zebni Nemel, where's the Negeya? So, Rav Yudah said the name of Shmuel Negeya, two places. Negeya Yerusha, it's Negeya Lifta Sich Men Ayibim. The Gemara in Amud Beis is asking a different question. Not where is the Negeya? The Gemara is asking, Pshita, why do I need a Mishnah for it? And for that, the Gemara says, I only need the Mishnah to tell me the Lifter is Ishtay Men Ayibim. Peace. Meaning, if a father was not believed to say Zebini Lifter is Ishtay Men Ayibim, he's only believed Liyarshai, then the Mishnah would have never said it. It'd be true, but the Mishnah wouldn't have said it. Why? Because Pshita. The reason the Mishnah's having this conversation is because of the Yevamos component, not because of the Yesh Noichlin component. Stating that, the Halacha is Negeya, not only Yevamos. The Halacha is Negeya, Yesh Noichlin as well. But either way, the Gemara says that the reason the Mishnah said, Ha'omer Zebni Neman, is Lifter is Ishtay Ben Ayibim. But the Gemara says, Anami Tamina, I don't need a Mishnah for that either. It's not necessary. This is a superfluous Mishnah. And the reason I don't need it is because the Mishnah is somewhere else. So not I don't need it because it's Pshita. The Yarsha, the Gemara said, I don't need it because of Pshita. Here the Gemara says, I don't need it because Hanami Tanina. That's a Mishnah I know from somewhere else. So what's the Mishnah somewhere else? Kedushin Samech Talon Amadal. Misha Amad B'shas Misasi Yeshli Bonim. If somebody was lying on his deathbed and he said, I have sons, meaning he turns to his wife and he says, you should know, you're not following Liyibim. I have sons. So apparently it wasn't so clear. And he says, I have sons. So the halach is that he's believed. Yesh li achim, if he says, I have brothers, and the point is, now you're going to fall the Yibum, Einoy Neman, he's not believed. But what do you see from here? Misha amah b'shas misasoy, yesh li banim, Neman. Lifter is ishtay min ayibum. Sefrei the Gemara, hanami tonino. Isn't that a mefurish mishnah? So the Gemara says, hasam loy muchzik lam ba'ach. Hocha afagaf the muchzik lam ba'ach. It could be that mishnah in Kedushin was talking about where, as far as we know, there was no brother. Being that as far as we know, there was no brother, so the understanding was that when this man died and left over no children, his wife was not going to fall the Yibum. The reason she wasn't going to fall the Yibum is because there's no brother. And if there's no brother, then memela, you don't fall Yibum. So when he then said that you should know, I'd rather have a brother, but I have a son, whatever his title was, Neman. Why? Because he's going inconsistent, he's consistent with the Chazaka. The assumption is that she's not going to fall Yibum because there's no brother. So he's saying, you're not going to fall Yibum because I have a son. But it could be that in the event that we knew for sure that there was a brother, and as far as we know there's no son, then if he would say Zebni, he would not be believed. And the reason is because now already he's going connected to Chazaka, because based on the Chazaka, she is going to fall Yibum because there's a brother and no son. Now that he says Zebni, so maybe he shouldn't be believed. That the halacha is, Neman, you're going to be believed. So the bottom line is, Ha'omer Zebni, Neman, L'may Hilchas Oluyarshoi V'lifter two nafkaminas, Yesh Noichlin and Yevamos. But the Gemara had a different kasha, and that is, what do I need it for? The Yarsha is Pshita, and Lifter is Nishtem in Ayibum, is a Mishnah in Kedushin. So what do I need this whole Mishnah for? I chapta halacha, two nafkaminas, no one's debating the halacha. It's not what we're disputing over here. But what we are disputing is, what do you need this for? Yesh Noichlin is Pshita, Yevamos is a Mishnah already in Kedushin. So the Gemara says, you're right, we don't need it for the Yesh Noichlin Halacha because that's Pshita. We need it for the Yevamos. Isn't that a Mishnah in Kedushin? No. Because from the Mishnah in Kedushin, you see, Oimer Zebini Neman, when you're going with the chazaka, where as far as we knew, she wasn't going to fall yibum. Anyways, but when you're going keneged the chazaka, where it was muchzik lan that there's a brother, but as far as we know, there's no children. So now all of a sudden, this man on his deathbed makes some deathbed confession where he says, you should know, I chabazun, and as a result, you're not falling the yibum. That's already a whole different inyan. So I would have thought maybe you're not believed. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah Yesh Leichon. The chiddush of this Mishnah is that afilu b'chai gavna, you're going to say, there's two Mishnayos that say the same halacha, and it's through the two Mishnayos that we know the chiddush of the halacha, and that is that you believed even keneged chazaka. Either way, we're going to stop here because we have a lot of raid to get to. And Beis Hashem, we're going to pick up this sugya tomorrow. So, going back to the raid that we spoke about two dafin ago, and that is the Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Madura Kama, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, which is also discussed in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Gimel. So there was a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, where there was a Yid, he was a married man, he had gone away from his house for a few weeks, and when he returned home, he found that his wife was being mezana with somebody. He immediately was pirish miyishtai, and lo and behold, about 9 months later, his wife gave birth to a son. He claimed that there's no way in the world that this child that was born can be his son. And the reason is because this man had been away for a few weeks, and it was 9 months from when he came back that the child was born, which means that if he was the father of the child, the pregnancy would have gone into already its 10th month. And as a result, it's very unlikely that that's the case. Not just that, he said that, I know, because Be'inai Ro'isi, that my wife was Mezana. There were Eidei Kiyur, so there were other Eidim that were aware of this story. And he said, I'm saying with a Clarkite, that this child is not my child. And the emesis at first glance, it was a little bit of a problem, because it's Halacha Pesukin Shulchan Aruch, based on a sugya in Kedushan Ayiches on the days, which is also a sugya in Bava Basra, Kuf Chav Zayin on the days, and that is Ha'omer B'ni Zem Mamzer Nemon. It's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that a father is Nemon to say that B'ni Zem Mamzer, meaning this child is my child, but the child's a Mamzer, or the child is not my child. This is an emunus that a father has, and essentially what this man was saying was, B'ni Zem Mamzer, and he's Nemon, and based on that, the assumption was that this child was a Mamzer. Now, this story, B'shaita, he had made a big tumult, and there was a very, very important psak in Tshuva written. Rabbi Kivega was one of the signers on this psak. But fast forward 20 years later, this son was already older. He was a chashuva, bacher, and he wanted to get married. The problem is that it seemed that halacha would treat this child as a mamzer. And if that's the case, he was also loving b'kal Hashem. And the shaila was brought back to Rabbi Kiva Eiger to revisit this and to see whether or not there's any koyach d'teira here to allow this child to be able to get married. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger wrote a landmark tshuva where Rabbi Kiva Eiger said that although it's true, it's halacha p'sukah and shulchan aruch, Evan Ezer simen dalet siv chav tes, ha'oymer b'ni zeh mamzer nem. It's not negotiable. But at the same time, Rabbi Kiva Eiger said that it could be yikemekel. And it's based on three shitas from the Rishonim. The first shita is the shita of the Bahag that Tosfos brings in Yesh Noichon on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Bahag said that although it's true on Imre B'ni Zeh Mamzer Nemon, but that's only Bechai Gavna, where the father is saying about one of his other sons that son is the Bechar. Meaning, what's the Makar to Imre B'ni Zeh Mamzer Nemon? Sort out from Yaakov. We went through this very much when we did the first raid by. It's based on the Halacha of Yaakov. What does Yaakov say? That a father has an emunus to say B'ni Zeh Bechar. So really, the emunus that a father has is to say that this one of my sons is a Bechar. Said the Bahag, by extension of that, Chazal said that if you're believed to say this son is my Bechar, what would be if by you saying this son is my Bechar, it by definition implicates another one of your sons? Because we know for sure, just based on the way it seems, that there's an older son and a younger son, and now you're walking into Bezdin and you're saying that the second son is the Bechar. Well, what about the older son? So it's there and only that you would have an emunus to say, oh, that other son, that son is not my son. That son is a mamzer. And that's where you have the halacha of a oimer b'ni zeh mamzer nemon. But stam in the Weltarein, for a person to say that b'nizeh mamzer, that's not something that you would be allowed to do. So Rabbi Kivega said that in this story, it wasn't negeya in any way b'char, and being that it wasn't negeya in any way b'char, so there's a mitigating factor based on that sheet of the Bahag that we don't paskin like. But Al Kaponim, Siddah, Zah Sheetah Sabahag, we said it's also Sheetah Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus and Perek Acholos, that B'Shas Adchak we can maybe entertain as a Snif Lakula. Additionally, Rabbi Kivega said there's a Sheetah from the Taisus Rid, where the Taisus Rid says that the only time a Oymer B'nizeh Neman is if the mother is not Makrish. But to the extent that the mother is being Makrish, she's contradicting what the father is saying, then he has no Nemanis. And it's there, and meaning, the only time the father has an Nemanis is if the mother is not being Makrish. But to the extent that the mother is being Makrish, then the father has no Nemanis. And being that over here the mother was being Makrish, Rabbi Kivega said that according to the Taisus Rid, really this man would not have an Nemanis to say, B'nizeh Mamz. And again, we don't paskin like that Taisus Rid, but there is such a Shita of the Taisus Rid. And finally, the Shita of the Riaz. The Riaz said that this, that Oymer B'nizeh Mamz or Neman, that's only if Kefi, what the father is saying, the child is really his child. So you're saying, yeah, I'm the father of the child, but the child is a mamzer. How? Because the child came through a bia of chayvei krisus, eishesish, one of the kroivim, whatever. But the point is that the father is saying that I am the father. So if you're the father and it's b'ni, then you have an emunah to say, oh, b'ni zeh, who is b'ni, is really a mamzer. But to say that this is enoi b'ni, then you're not going to... And again, said Rabbi Kivega, even though in Shulchan Aruch, we clearly don't paskin that way, but Siddah is Ashita Sariyas. Rabbi Kivega sat down, he wrote a tshuva, and Rabbi Kivega said that even though at first glance, this father for sure has an emunah to say, b'ni zeh mamzer, it's halacha, psuk, and Shulchan Aruch. But at the same time, said Rabbi Kivega, there's three shitas or rishonim that we could be mitzdarif maybe to be mekel over here. The sheet of the Bahag, which is also maybe the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that the only time Oymer b'ni zeh mamzer neman is if it's negeya hilchas b'chayr, which was not the case over here. The sheet of the Taisus Rid, the only time Oymer b'ni zeh mamzer neman is if the mother's not being makrish, here she is being makrish. And the sheet of the Riaz, the only time Oymer b'ni zeh mamzer neman is when it's taka b'ni. But if you're saying ain't zeh b'ni, then you're not going to be believed. And even though in Shulchan Aruch we don't paskin like any one of these three sheetas, Reb Kivega said that maybe there's an eight Soviet to be Mekel. He sent the Shaila, did Reb Kivega, to his very holy Adam, the Chassam Sofer, and he asked the Chassam Sofer, I want to hear what the Chassam Sofer has to say. And the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva that mirrors the tshuva from Reb Kivega, and he was maskim to this Nakuta. And that is that Betzir of these three Shitas are Rishonim, even though the Shulchan Aruch does not pass like any one of them, maybe there's a little bit of a mockum to be Mekel. But like with every tshuva, you have to go through a tshuva properly, and you have to make sure you're not taking anything out of context. If you go through the tshuva of Kivega and the tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, it's clear that there was another point that they were relying on heavily in their psak. So it wasn't just, oh, there's three shitas of Rishonim, we don't possibly like any of them. But if you make a tzir between the Bahag, the Taisus Rid, and the Riaz, so now all of a sudden we can be making. They for sure said that. That's the ikka part of the tshuva. It's not deniable. But when you go through the sikum of the tshuva and you look at the bottom line, there was another piece that weighed very, very heavily. And that is, Rav Kivega and the Chassam Sofer said that the emes is, there's a tzad, there's a possibility that we have to reckon with that maybe the father of this child is a goy, is an eni Yehudi. And to the extent that the father of the child is an eni Yehudi, then the child is not a mamzer. And the reason is because Eved Vakuti Habal Bas Yisrael Havlat Kosher. Now just to be clear, it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezra Simen Dalet Sif Yutes. These are Halachis that are Oimdim Berumay Shaloylon in the Eben Ezra Shail Sechuvas. Mechaber says, Goy ve'Eved Shabo ala Mamzeres Havlat Mamzer. Vimbo al Bas Yisrael. So again, a Goy or an Eved Kanani, that's Bon Abas Yisrael, Bein Pinuyo. Bein eishes ish, havlad, kosher, upagum lekohuna. So the eved, v'oivik echavim, and any Yehudi is bought, even on an eishes ish, and gives birth to a child, the halach is that the child is going to be kosher. So Kvegan, the Chassam Sofer said, that the emes is, we have to dan, that maybe the father of the child is a goy. If the father of the child is a goy, then the child is anyways not going to be a mamzer, right? And if that's the case, said Reb Kivega and the Chassam Sofer, there's two svaris to be made. Number one, maybe the father's not neman to say b'nizeh mamzer. What do you mean he's not neman to say b'nizeh mamzer? It's a mafurish halach and shulchan aruch. No, because you have the Bahag, the Tosfos, and the Riaz. And number two, maybe the father of the child is really a guy. And if that's the case, what you have over here is a svek sveka. You hear the svek sveka? Sofik, maybe the father has no nemanus, chaychus, he has nemanus, based on the three shittas. The three shittas, sezamin, machin, asofik. And the second sofik is, maybe the father's a guy, but memonav shach, if the father has no nemanus to say, b'nizah mamzer, the child's not a mamzer, and if the father's a guy, the child's not a mamzer, so there's a svek sveka that the child's not a mamzer, tut stodim lahater. Like Sveika, everyone knows you can be Mekel, and it was based on that. That at the end of the day, Rav Kiveg Nachsam Sofer signed on this psak. It was based on the fact that benoisif to the three shittas of Rishonim, you also have over here the possibility that maybe the father's a guy, which gives you a svek sveika. Suffik, the father has no nemanus. Suffik, the father's a guy, and based on the svek sveika, you would be now. Now the emes is like this. If you think about this for a second, right, without going through often a halachas and Shulchan Aruch. You would say, what's the tzad the father's a guy? I mamish don't understand the possibility that the father would be a guy. The Maisa Shoya Kachoya was where the Baal was a Shavya Nafshe. He himself saw what happened. They were Ede Kiyur. A big part of the Tshuva is the Gvias Edis. Right, Chassam Sofer said they're Kroivim. So there's Edom over here. So to the extent that there's Edom over here, so what's really the tzad that the father's a guy? We know the person is, and he's not a guy. He's a Yid. So if he's a Yid, then why are we being mitzadet that he's a guy? So the answer is like this. The answer is, it's based on a principle, and that is that if a woman is mezana, even if we know she was mezana, and we know who she was mezana with, there's no hechrich that if she has a child 9 months later, that the father of the child is that man that this woman was mezana with. And the reason is, in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, is because we assume, and we're toila, that there's a very strong possibility that tishem shezinsa mimena, kach zinsa meyacha. That could be that just like this woman was mezana from this person, maybe she was mezana from somebody else as well. So just because you know she was mezana with Ploini, doesn't necessarily mean that if a child is going to be born later, that Ploini is going to end up being considered the father of the child. Just to bring out the point in a very, very sharp way. How does a person ever know who his father is? It's Gemara Masechtas Chulin. Everyone knows the Gemara. How do you know Ruba the Lesser Kamon? It's based on Roy Bilas Achraba. So he said, Meres, any time an Ishvi Isha give birth to a child, without the din of Roy, you wouldn't even know that the husband is the father of the child. Norvos, Siddhar Roy Bilas Achraba. What's the Miyat? I don't know, maybe she was Mazana. How do you know that the father is the child? The Teretz is because of a Roy. Ah, Roy Bilas Achraba. To the extent that the father's out of the picture, he's out of the picture, like in the Maisa with Reb Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer, because the father was away. So it can't be that the father's the child. So, there's no Rav Bilas Achrabal. So you know the woman was Mezana. Mechtei, so that man is going to be the father of the child. So what you're left with really is a Shtikl Sofik over here. That's klar. So the emes is you don't really know who the father of the child is. What do you mean? Again, when you look at the story superficially, what do you mean you don't know? Of course you know. If it's not the father, obviously it's this boil, but it's not true. It's not Muchach. And being that it's not Muchach, so at the end of the day, what you have over here is you have a Sofik, and being that you have a Sofik, and Rav Kiveger, in his case, was it was an issue by Akums, he says, for sure you could be Mitzadit that it came from a guy, and if you mitzadah that it came from a guy, that was the second sniff to go ahead and to make a svek sveka. Very, very clear. But the truth is, that's not so pasha. In fact, it's not pasha at all. This idea that if an eshes ish is mezana, that we are now going to declare that maybe the person she was mezana with was a guy, or kishem shezinsa mimena kach zinsa meyacher, that acher is a guy, is not pasha at all. And really, the starting point for why this is not so pashit is a Beis Shmuel that repeats itself a few times in these sugyas here in Evin Ezer Simen Dalet. So just to bring out the point. The Iker Halach of the Shulchan Aruch, that a father that says, B'ni Zem Mamzer Neman, right? So it's in Simen Dalet Sif Chavtes, this is where this whole story began. So let's revisit the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It says the Mechaper, Aval ha'ov she'omer alo uber, she'enoi mamzer. If a father says regarding his son that he's not a mamzer, oi, al echod mi bonov she'enoi benoi, that's what we need. Or if a father says regarding one of his sons that you should know he's not really my son, meaning ha'omer, b'nizeh mamzer. So the halach is neman lefoisvoy. He's neman to pasul him v'hu mamzer vaday. And this child is going to be treated as a mamzer vaday. See here, l'shoynei azov shalom mechaber. That if a father says b'nizeh mamzer neman, and what does it mean neman? Neman lepoisvoy. For whom mamzer vada, zok de Beis Shmuel, kach kosav ator. This line is an excerpt from the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, Kedarkei, Bekoidesh, very often he's quoting verbatim a Torah. Shma mina, says the Beis Shmuel. And you see from this Lashon of the Mechaber, which is the Lashon Ator, the Sfirale, the Imloi Amra, hi migoy nesabarti, loy amrina nanan, shemi migoy nesab. That if the woman doesn't say klar, that I'm telling you the father of the child is a guy, we'll never ever assume that maybe the father of the child is a guy. Aval haRambam kosav, but says the Beis Shmuel, if you take a look at the Rambam b'lashoni azov says, regarding ha'omer b'nizeh mamzer, harehu b'cheskas mamzer. Says the Beis Shmuel, what does it mean cheskas mamzer? It's not the lashon of the Torah. The Torah said vaday mamzer. What does it mean cheskas mamzer? V'hainu sofik mamzer. It's really a sofik mamzer. D'yesh loymar shema migoynes abro. Like I already talked about, says the Beis Shmuel that the Mechaber, when he brings the halacha of Aimer b'nizeh mamzer neman, the Mechaber says mefurish v'hu mamzer vaday. But if you look at l'shoni azov shel Rambam, the Rambam says becheskes mamzer. The Mechaber got his lashon from the Torah, not from the Rambam. It says the Beis Shmuel there's a machloikis Torah in the Rambam over here. And you know what the machloikis is? Are we chayish that maybe the father's a guy? Are we not chayish the father's a guy? In other words, the father's nemanis is to say this is not my child. Good, and the Mechaber Paskin is not like the Riaz. Even believe to say it's not my child. Besay the Gomer. But you have no nemanis to say who the father of the child is. You have no way of knowing. Stating that, for whom mamzer vaday. So why are you a mamzer vaday? Maybe the father's a guy. And if the father's a guy, the Mechaber already Paskin in Sif Yutes, that what's the halacha? Eved. For goy, shabo abas yisrael bein pnuya bein eishin sish avlad kosher. So make a taste of the child is a mamzer vaday. The Torah says because you're not chayish that the father's a goy. Says the Beis Shmuel. But the Rambam was very careful. The Rambam didn't say who mamzer vaday. The Rambam said who becheskes mamzer. You know why the Rambam said who becheskes mamzer? Because the Rambam holds you are chayish. Then maybe it's from a goy. If maybe it's from a goy, okay. So it's a sofik mamzer. Sofik mamzer, by the way, is very different than a vaday mamzer. Sofik mamzer is mamzer vaday vle mamzer sofik. Oh, the sugi is an asar yuchsen. So it's a whole different world of sofik mamzer versus a vaday mamzer. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is says the Beis Shmuel. Chayr is machloikis tur in the Rambam whether or not, this woman, who we now know gave birth to a child, not from her husband, and we don't know who the father of the child is, do we have to suspect that maybe the father of the child is a guy or not? The Rambam said that when a father says, "Oimer b'nizeh mamzer neman," all you're left with is a suffik mamzer. Why suffik mamzer? Says the Beis Shmuel, it's posh. Why suffik mamzer? Because how do you know the father's not a guy? If the father's a guy, the child is going to be kosher. But the Mechaber brought the Lashon HaTorah that says, v'hu mamzer vaday. And if he said, v'hu mamzer vaday, that means according to the Torah, which is the Lashon of the Mechaber, which means it's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, v'hu mamzer vaday. What does that mean? That you're not chayish, that the father of the child is a guy. So the Beis Shmuel is being medayik. The Mechaber, which is the Shitas HaTor, not like the Rambam, but it's the Mechaber and the Tor that hold that we are not Chayesh. It's not even something that brings you Lebeis HaSafik. You do not have to be concerned when an Eishes Ish is Mezana that maybe the father of the child is a guy. We assume for sure it's a Yid. And if it's for sure a Yid, and the husband is not the father, then it's a Mamzerva. Beis Shmuel says it's another time. The Beis Shmuel I just read is Sifkot Nun Beis. There's another Beis Shmuel, this is in Sifkot Mem Gimel, that the Chassam Soif is Meirichin in Evan Ezra Chelek Aleph Simen Tes, Ayin Shalom, if you want to go through this a little bit more, Be'in. And there the Beis Shmuel is Medayik this from the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in another place, another fascinating halacha. And that is the Mechaber says that we know that Eishes Ish, that is Mezana, and has a child, we assume the husband of this woman is really the father of the child. And the reason is, because Roy Bila Sachrabal, and this is Dumakar Teroyv, Ruba the Lesser come on, and based on Roy Bila Sachrabal, the halachas, we assume the father is this woman's husband, stating that ve'im hi prutza b'yoyser, says the Mechaber, what would be if this woman is a prutza b'yoyser? Then choyshishin aflabonim. Then already, if she gives birth to a child, v'chayish, that maybe her husband is not the child father, and if that's the case, the children are going to be safik mamzeim. So the Mechaber says that as much as is a roi b'lasachra baal, that only works for a regular isha. Even an isha where they're talking that she was mazan. But if you have an isha that's a prutza b'yoyser, that's already different. Then choyshishin aflabon. But again, this is something we've spoken about over the years, Be'ezus Hashem. But the bottom line is, it's a psak in Shulchan Aruch, that if a woman is a prutza b'yoyser, you lose the roiv bilas achar abal. Freik the Beis Shmuel, a kushin of flaw. He says, I don't understand. L'chayre, every time you have an isha that's a prutza b'yoyser, the children should be vaday kosher. You know why? I have a svek sveka. Safik, maybe the husband is the father. And safik, maybe she was nivela to a guy. And if she was nivela to a guy, right, the child is going to be kosher. So freg, the Beis Shmuel, every prutza b'yoyser should be a svek sveka. Safik, maybe it's from the Baal. And safik, maybe it's from a guy. Zok the Beis Shmuel, that the makar to this line in the Mechaber is a Trumas Hadeshen. And the Trumas Hadeshen must have held like the tour. That what? That you never chayish, that maybe the woman was nivela to a guy. And if you're not chayish, was nivela to a guy, just like when we know for sure the husband is not the father, there isn't even one suffix that maybe the father's a guy. So to hear where there's a chashash, maybe she was, the father is the husband, it's not going to be a svek sveka because of the possibility maybe the father's a guy. I mean, we're not chayish that the father is a guy. It's not something that we're chayish for. And says the Beit Shmuel, the mechaber is al shitasayu. The same mechaber that said that and the child is a mamzer vaday. Not like the Rambam, Sofik mamzer. But a mamzer vaday, maybe the father's a guy because when a chayish and eishes ish would be mazana with a guy. So in the same exact vein, the Mechaber paskins that by a prutza b'yoyser, where there's only a Sofik, maybe the husband is the father, because there's a reis on the roi b'lasachar abal, it's not going to be a svek svek because of the possibility that maybe the father of the child is a guy. Because when that chayish, then an eishes ish is going to be mazana with a guy. In other words, the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, we just spoke it out twice here in Siman Dalet, is that an Eish Nesish that was Mezana, and we don't know who the father is, you don't have to suspect that maybe the father's a guy. You can't suspect that maybe the father's a guy. It's not a legitimate assumption. And even in the world of Mamzer Vaday and Mamzer Safik, where we have a very high criteria for what the definition of Vaday is, Ki Yodua, Sugi Zatok Fukayin, Asor Yuchsen, it doesn't matter. At the Shmaitza Aleph, the bottom line is that we do not assume that an Eishes Ish was ever Mezana with a guy. Now, the first question is why? Like, why not? Maybe she was Mezana with a guy. Meichatei says she was Mezana with a guy. So the truth is that the Chem de Shloima, in a tshuva, and this is in Evin Ezer, Simen Aleph. So it's the first tshuva in Chem de Shloima, Simen Aleph. He was handling a similar maisa to some of the stories that we were talking about here. And he brings this Beis Shmuel, and he's very mayrich in the Beis Shmuel. And he says, you have to say, V'tzorich loymar, machmas shinui hadosois, shebein Yisraelim lenachrim, einam mikurovim kolkach. And al king loy chashinu lenachrim. Because at the end of the day, in order for there to be a maisa gili arayis, there has to be some kirav hadas. And because of the shinui hadosois, all the differences that you have between Yidden and the Umay Sa'ilam, so it's the antithesis of Korva, and as a result, to assume and suspect that maybe something like this could have came Lidei Aveira, that's something that's very highly unlikely, and as a result, the Beis Shmuel learned up in the Tur, in the Trumas Hadesh, and in the Psakir of Shulchan Aruch, that were never Chayesh, that maybe it came from a guy. The Chsam Sofer in Simon Test, so the Ikra Chsam Sofer we've been talking about is Evin Ezer Chelek Aleph Simon Yud Gimel. The one that we mentioned briefly a moment ago, and we're coming back to now, is Evin Ezer Chelek Aleph Siman Tes. So the Chsam Sofer over there is very marchiv in the sheet of the Beis Shmuel. He brings this svara, you know, he builds on it a little bit. He just says that a woman, an Eishes Ish, a Bas Yisrael, even if she's holding by being Mezana, but Nishmat Agoy, it's not going to happen. And in Halacha, this is not something that you even have to be Chayesh for. The one big caveat that the Chsam Sofer says, Kedarki Bakoidesh, that the only time you can falazich on the Beis Shmuel is if you're assuming that the Arayas that happened Berotzen. But to the extent you have to be chayish, that maybe the maisa gilai rais happened by oinis, so then there's no reason to assume that it didn't come from a guy. Adarabo, you'll assume that the ma'anis was probably a guy. So really it depends on whether our concern here is that kishem says, right, what would that be? Berotzen, right? You're never going to assume that a woman was netzer. Maybe she was mezana beratzen. Oh, whenever you're handling that, maybe there was his nus beratzen. That's when this is negay. I'm shabbos sam soifer. He's very very meirich. Incidentally, one beautiful knach that he adds over there, he gets very into the sugya pesach pesuach ksuvas daf tes. It's like a real ksuvas daf tes sugya. He brings that l'chur with this beis shmul. You can be miyashiv a kashya that his meiri v'rabbi the hafla asked, and that is that right. We know the gemara ksuvas daf tes omen aleph. Oimer pesach pesuach batzasi nemal lo israel. Right, somebody got married psul nisleim revi, and then he said pesach pesuach batzasi said nemal lo israel. So the gemara says ramai sfek sfekahu safik tachtov safik ein tachtov. Right, even if there was a bee over here, but you don't know if it happened far the erison to nach the erison. Vintim slime tachtav, and even if it happened nach the erison, safik ba'ayna safik beratzen. So the Gemara says two terutzen. Either it's talking about an ishus kayin, so you only have one safik, tachtav lav tachtav, but ayna beratzen doesn't make a difference. Viba yisneima be'ishus yisrael, ukugan shikabu ba'avua kiddushim p'chusim ibaskimu shana b'yaynechot. So over there you don't have the safik that maybe it was lav tachtav, because if it was lav tachtav, it would have been psula chayzus, and there wouldn't have been a Pesach Pesach. The only suffix, yeah, was suffix by the suffix bros. So the Afla asks that everyone knows Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Ksubas Taf Yom Alamed Beis, that Rabbeinu Tam says that if Eishes Ish is Nivela to a guy, she doesn't become Asal Abayla. Why not? Because Zirma Susim Zirmasa. And as a result, she doesn't become Asal Abayla. So fake the Afla, if that's the case, then I don't understand the Suya Pesach Pesach. What's the Gemara saying? Loi Tzricha Beishes Koyin. Viba Yisneime Beishes Yisrael. Kugoyin De Kabal Bavu. Kudushin Pusavas Gimel Shon Vyem Echot. Seme Mele, it's one Sofik. And that's why you're Oimer Pesach Pesach. Pesach Yisneime Loi Yisrael. Shavya Nafshi Chadich Yisuru. Fake the Afla, it's still a Sfek Sfek. Because Sofik, maybe it came from a guy. And if it came from a guy, Zir masusim, zir masam. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Zochtech sam soifer. Lefidus beishmol. It's not shver, because you never chayish that an ish is. But oynes. Oh, the Gemara already addressed oynes. But berotzen, that's never a tzad that it happened berotzen. Because an ish is not going to be mezana with a guy. So again, this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. We do not ever assume that an ish is that was mezana with a guy. You don't. Now, if she says she was mezana with a guy, that's a very important caveat. Then it's going to be different. But if she doesn't say that she was mezana with a guy, then stating that, Rabbi Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer were writing a tshuva, and they said regarding this ma'isa shayyak ha'choyah, that there's a sfek, you could be mad to this person who maybe is a mamzer. Because it could be sofik echot that the father's not neman to say b'niz mamzer. So we say, you're not never to say b'nizeh mamzer, it's halach and shulchan aruch. Ebenezer simen dalet sif chav teh, so I'm a b'nizeh mamzer, nemon, it's a mishnah, not even a gemara, a mishnah, so what's the shayla? Of course you believe, but said Reb Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer, it's based on a tziruf of three shittas or rishonim, and based on all three of those rishonim, in this exact instance, the father would not have an amanus, so it's enough to create a suffix that maybe the father over here is not. The three shitas make a suffix. And maybe the father is not going to be them. But betziruf to that is another suffix. Maybe the real boil is a guy. And if the real boil is a guy, oh, that's also halacha. Evan ezes emedal sif yutes. Not chav tes, yutes. Halacha in shulchan aruch. The eved v'oivike chavim. Haba al bas yisrael eches ish. Even in HS ish, the Vlad is going to be kosher. Also, maybe it's a guy. We just went through the sugya. The Shulchan Aruch paskins twice in the sugya of an isha that's a prutza b'yoyser, and in the sugya of Oimer b'nizeh mamzer nemon, that you're a mamzer v'adai, that you're not chayish, that it's a guy. And it's based on the Beis Shmuel. Now, even though the Beis Shmuel already brought that the Rambam Shita is that you are mesopik, but at the end of the day, the Trumas Hadeshen and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins not that way. But Afal Pikein, Reb Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer said that it's enough that there should be episode suffix that you should be able to make a Sfek Sveka. I was going through a little bit the truth from Yisrael Chanan that we mentioned in the last raid bite. He has a whole arichos on this part of the tshuva. And he's mamish matmiya. He doesn't understand how Reb Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer came out that it could be mitzarif the tzad, that it came from a guy. I mean, we just made the case that it's hard to rely on that. So what's the punchline? It's not so clear. It's really not so clear. And he even brings that despite the fact that there is a Rambam, that the Rambam seems to say that it's only a Sofik, you are Chayish, that it's from a guy. But he says, Sharon Melech and Andrew understood the Rambam only when the woman is saying, but if she's not saying that, for sure you would never be Chayish. So there's such a strong tzad not to be Chayish. And if there's such a strong tzad not to be Chayish, what's the Eitzah? But again, You see the tremendous koyach in Hayra, the Rabbi Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer had, that they laid out this halacha. And again, unfortunately, this is a story that repeated itself in Tshuvas. But this is the way a poysik would always approach this, that there are these two things that you handle. Number one, it could be the father is not Neman in the classic case to say B'nizah Mamzer. Ayat often Awach and Shulchan Aruch, doesn't matter. B'tziruf, the Bahag, the Tais written the Riyaz. And also could be allowed to be Chayish that maybe it came from a guy. What do you mean? The Beis Shmuel was Medayik a few times from the Mechaber and Simadala that we're not even Chayish. It doesn't even bring us the Beis HaSafik, the possibility that maybe it came from a guy. I hear. But at the end of the day, it's enough of a Svek Sveika. And Lamais, at the end of the day, could be there's a tzad. It could be there's a tzad that you'd be able to be mekel. I saw a Meir Arik in his Tshuva, the one that we spoke about, in Chelik Beis, Simin Kuf Yodalit, in Imre Yosher. So his Maisa, right, every story is nuanced, right? His story started like this. Al derech shei lase bi isha achas, isha sish, shehi dora b'kfar. She lives in a village. V'neskarsha mi baila, but where did the story happen? It happened in a village. So Ramey Arik said that it could be that even though it's not clear if you could be chayish for a guy, not be chayish for a guy, based on the Beis Shmuel, and even though some say because they got here, but it sounds like it's a mucharai a little bit, right? Rabbi Zichon doesn't even understand it. He says, "I'm tzorichin and divrei b'kiveger." He's myrich in it, by the way. But he says at first glance it seems to be tzorichin. But he says, in my case, I think it's leichter. You know why? Because in my case, it happened in a kfar. And because it happened in a kfar, maybe it could be different. It happened in a kfar? What's the difference if it's in a kfar? Right, where's the gay a kfar? Like when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it's Negei in a kfar, right? The Machnisin, Makdim Liya Machnisa, right? Where's the gay the kfar? What's not the kfar? It's the Ton Metei Shaila. So he said a Dov and Nifli. It was a real chor from Me'ar, Kiyudua. And he said something very, very beautiful. He said, because the emes is, if you look at the tshuva from the Chem de Shloima and Ebenezer Simon Aleph that we mentioned earlier, Chem de Shloima mutches a little bit. He said, you know, if you ask me, I would think you should always be chayish, that it's a guy. Why? Because a yid has a cheskes kashrus. So, klai Yisrael, a ksherim hay. And as a result, if there's a bile, we should assume it's a guy. The flip side is, a woman wouldn't be mafgeres atzma to a guy. You don't have the kirav adas. But the mice of the yid has the cheskes kashrus. So, how do you give the chenetza? And the chem de shleimah mutchet with this. So, Ramey Arik said, the teretz is poshnet. He said, the teretz is because leider, chazal say, miyutam ba'arayas, right? Ruba megezel, miyutam ba'arayas. It's a gemara coming up soon in Bava Basra. And then he said, look at the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, in the end of Hilchos Yisur Adi, it's like literally the last halachas. Ein lecha dover b'chol ha-teir kula, shehu kosha l'roiv ha'am, elo lifresh min ha-arayos, v'habiyos ha-asurois. Amru chachom, b'shoshin etzav Yisrael al-arayos, bochu v'kiblu mitzvezu b'taroimus u'b'priya, shenemar boichel ha-mishpachosav, al-iskei mishpachos. Amru chachomim, gezel v'arayos, nafshoi shal odom, mesav lehem u'michamdosa. Ve'ein ata moitze kahal, b'chol zman וזמן שאין בהם פרוצן בעריוס ובביוס אסורוס. אמרו חכמים, רויב בגזל ומיות בעריוס והכל באבק לושן הור. לפיכך, says the Rambam, you have to work extra hard when it comes to Yon Eres. That's the end of the Rambam. But the Rambam already told us that אין אתם מויצה קל בכל זמן וזמן שאין בהם פרוצן בעריוס ובביוס אסורוס. And because that's the way it is, so ממילא, as I did us, meaning, it's true that there's an Indian of a yid has a cheskes kashrus, but unfortunately, there's a reisa in that chazaka because ein ata moitne kahal becholz man vizman sheein ben prutzim ba'arayos ubebiyos nasuras. So Meir Arik said, so da Gemara mesechtes erevin daf chof aleph on the base. The Gemara says, dorash rava ma'idich siv l'chod doidi neitzei hasade. Amr Knesset Yisrael of Nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This is an agada to Gemara. Ribbono shel Olam, al tedineni ki yoshvei krakim. Don't judge me like someone that lives in a big city. Sheyesh bahem gezel va'arayos ushvu ashav ushvu asheker. Because in the big cities, there's gzela, there's arayos, there's shvu ashav, and there's shvu asheker. Neitzei hasada. The Netzei Asad is the Anshei Sad, it's referring to the Talmidei Chacham. Abba said, Rava, L'chad doidi Netzei Asad, Amra Knesset, Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Tedineni, Ki Yoshvei Krakim. What's wrong with the Yoshvei Krakim? Sheyesh mehem gezel, V'arayos, Shvu Hashav, V'shvu Hashaker. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's unique about the Krakim? Mokim Shvakim hei. The Yishuv Gadol. The Regal Roichlin V'Soichr Mitzuyin Sham. Leficha Gezov Arayis Nayagba. You want to know where this Gezov Arayis? In the big cities, this Gezov Arayis. L'chod Doi Dinei Tzei Asod De Alte Dinei Niki Yoshvei. Krochen. Fakech. Judge me. Like the Nolino Bakfarim, like the Pasuk continues. Like someone that lives in the Kfar. Because in the Shtetl, you don't have the Ruba Megazel. In the Shtetl, you don't have the Miut Barayas. And the Emes is, Ramei Arik said it's Meduyik that way in the Lashon of the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, Ve'ena Tamoitze Kahal, Bechol Zman Vezvan She'en Ben Prutzen Barayas Ubebiyas Asuros. He says, the Gemara in Mesechtes Megillah Daf Hayam Aralev talks about what's the size of a Kahal. A Kahal is a Kehil of Yudin. You have to have a Sora Bat. It has to be in a big city. When it's a kohol, when you have a big gathering of Yidden, when you're in the krachim, where there's the shvokim and the ruchlim and all these, there's a lot going on over there. That's where you have the ruba megezel miut barayas. Oh, but if I can, no lino bakfarim in the kfar, over there it's already going to be different. So said Ramei Arik, that as it relates to being chayish, then maybe the beer came from a guy. So that the emes is that you have the svar of the beishmul, which comes from the Torah, it's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's based on what the Chem de Shloim said in the Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer said in the Tshuva, because you don't have the Kiruv Adas. But the emes is, the flip side of that is, what happened to the Cheskes Kashas that all the Yidden have? It should be more mistaber that it came from a guy. The Teretz is, because Miut Barayas, that's the way it is. Abazokte, the Miut Barayas, where's the Miut Barayas? The Miut Barayas, that's something that plays itself out where? It plays itself out Davka in the big cities, up in the Shtetlach, in the Kfarim. He didn't have the Miut Barayas. That's what we say, L'chadoidi neitzei asod and nolino bakfarim. Al tedineni ki yoshvei krakim. Because over there you have Reuben Megazel Miut Barayas. L'shoyne azov shal Rashi, Erev and Chof Aleph on the base. No, Lina Bakfarim, judge me like him in the Kfar. That means in the Kfar, the Yid has the Cheskes Kashas. He said, if in the Kfar, the Yid has the Cheskes Kashas, so then already it's Pasha Yukadan that it's coming from a guy. He says, this whole issue of, yeah, guy, not guy. He said, but over there, the Yid, it's impossible. You don't even have the Miut Barayas over there. So if you don't have the Miut Barayas, and Muzach Zayin, that it came from a guy, as much as the Beit Shmuel said, we don't assume that it came from a guy. That's because in the kohol b'Yisrael, where you don't have the Miut Barayas. But over here, it's not a kohol. Here, it's a shtetl. You're going to tell me in a small shtetl, there was a yid that's parish, not miruba. He's a parish memiuta, that he was a mezana in a shtetl. A big city, it's a numbers game. You're going to find it. But not in a small shtetl. It's not going to happen in a small shtetl. Veer Zicher said, Rameir Arik, I'm way more comfortable assuming that it came from a guy. And if you assume that it came from a guy, then there's no question in the world. In this instance, it'd be able to be Mekel again. Just another sniff to this tshuva. It's not just a tshuva. These are landmark tshuvas. A tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger is like a siman in Shulchan Aruch, mamish. And a tshuvas Chassam Sofer, of course, is the same. This is nevuah shehutzur chaladayris. And you look at any tshuva that was ever written on such inyanim, this is the way they went about it. Oymer b'niz ha'mams are neman, but there's three big shitas arishonim that a poisek and a rav is allowed to be soymechon. And not just that, you could also assume it came from a guy. Learn Eben Ezra Siman Dala with the Beit Shmuel. You'll never ever assume that it came from a guy. Nishtazai Pasha. Kivegin the Chassam Sofer already told us that you have a right. No, is it only when there's Roy Vakum? Again, you have to work through all the Akuli Upshuri, but just on a rate bite level, keeping a very, very high level, just to give us a little bit of a time, a little bit of an idea of how the Gedolei HaPoskim went about these tshuvas. There's rather more to talk about, and Eizah Hashem, maybe we'll come back to this again.